Random thought. Does comedian pass if the joke makes people uncomfortable, but it goes viral?
I probably think so, because every comedian's gonna offend somebody. So unless it's Sinbad, you know, but every comedian's gonna offend somebody. So if it goes viral, get you the views, make your money, I say yes.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 23. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So we're talking about this not because another comedian from a predominantly white show got on stage in California and said one word that they weren't supposed to say many times. And, you know, that's not why we're saying that. That's not the viral moment we're talking about. That was a long time ago. Now, this one was actually Drewski, right? You know Drewski, yeah. The comedian. He's getting a lot of shine now, especially, you know, he's got his skits that he does online, but then he's in a lot of commercials now and actually getting some big spots, right? So he dressed up as a white NASCAR fan. You're talking about not just face makeup, the whole thing. Look at this right here.
Yeah.
You're talking about body paint, the mullet,
the tan line.
Yes.
The detail.
The detail. It's amazing. It was so good that people were like, hey, go ahead and at your makeup artist right now, because that, down to the tattoos, the American flag tattoos. And you know what? You look at him, if you didn't know that it was Drewski, right?
Right.
Would you have known this was somebody in costume?
Nope. Not at all. Even when I saw it go viral, I remember watching it, and I'm just like, what is everybody talking about? And I'm just seeing this dude. I was like, well, wait a minute. Is that him? I had to do a double take.
And once you see it, you can't unsee it, right? Mm-hmm. And you would go like, well, how do people not notice the beard? And if you really think about it, somebody like him, dressed looking like this, would have a beard that looks exactly like that too.
Yeah.
So it's not. So it fit in. This video went viral really fast, hit like 52 million real fast. And I think you said you've seen a lot more than that now.
Yeah, I saw over 200 million that it hit. If you're combining like X and IG, I mean, it was big.
Now, he was doing a lot of stuff in this video, right? You know, hooting and hollering, drinking burr, had an old white woman sitting on his lap smoking, sharing a cigarette, lip to lip.
Yeah, sharing a cigarette. Yeah. Hey, Meemaw.
I want to know her reaction when she see who it really was.
Wait, the one that was sharing a cigarette with him?
Yes. Bet you she don't smoke no more.
She washed her mouth off.
But okay, now here's the thing, because even the video where he put the my cancel, he's smoking a cigarette, but it's a Newport, right? So
right.
Do you think he changed up the cigarette when he was out there doing NASCAR? He couldn't have been doing Newports out there, right?
Well, you like, NASCAR folks that smoke Newports, it ain't just black people that do Newports.
Okay, right? I've never seen a white man with Newports in my life. I'm sorry.
I have. I mean, he hung out in predominantly black neighborhoods, but...
So he had no choice.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying I've seen guys.
Well, notice you said he, so that's one.
Yeah, I know one. So there's that's one that there's more. He can't be the only one.
That's like saying I have one black friend.
Well, what do NASCAR people smoke? Would it be is Benson and Hedges maybe?
Oh my God,
that's Doral.
I'd say more Doral or Marlboro, right?
Marlboro, probably. Yeah.
Well, look. So of course this sparked a lot of conversation, right? You had a lot of fan praise. And do you understand why there was a lot of praise for this?
Yes, because it was funny. Mm. I mean, especially knowing that it's him,
right?
It's funny, and that no one else was able to tell. He just blended in with every, he could have walked straight into a Klan meeting.
Yeah.
And no one would have said a thing.
Yeah. I guarantee he would have sweat a little bit. Maybe some of that makeup might have come off then. We've seen Bad Boys. We saw how this turned out.
Oh, they got me. They got me. I'm changing.
Now, people, not everybody was happy with it. And people were a little upset with it. Some call it edgy comedy, right? Or the idea. And because it was a lot of the stereotypes that you have of NASCAR fans.
Right.
I haven't been to a NASCAR event. Have you?
I've been to F1.
Okay, so which is not the same. So I was going to, because I was going to ask you if it's accurate. It is very accurate. There are people in their family who are exactly like this man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know people who are like this guy. Mm-hmm. I've grown up. I grew up in Texas. I've been around people like this guy.
Went to school with him.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it. So you thought it was funny. The thing that I think really got some people upset. Okay, there were some people upset because he did it. And of course, you know, it's like, oh, well, it's whiteface. You know, and of course, here comes the comparison to blackface. There is no comparison, right?
Right. Well, no, there's no comparison because they weren't doing whiteface in the early 1900s.
Because, you know, come Halloween, this is going to come up again, and this is going to be used as well. Drewski did it. So if he did it as a white man, why can't my son do it as a black man?
This is my son. This is my son's friend. He's little Sambo. And this is my other son's friend, little Braxton. Black kid dressed up as a white kid, little Braxton. Connor.
Oh, my God. I just know. I just, the only thing is because, and it's so close to Halloween, I know there are people who are going to be looking to do some stuff like this, right? But the other part that I think is where it got uncomfortable and some people were upset about, and you can include me, I am some people, and the way he treated the black folks in that skit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is twofold. You got to ask the question, were they a part of it, right? Because one, he kind of he spits at his feet as he's walking by, right? Then, you know, kind of like Dak Prescott did in the game against the Eagles. Luckily, he didn't get the Jalen Carter back. But then another one where he's talking to the guy, calling him boy,
mm-hmm.
and then purposely spits to the side of him, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of outrage on that part.
Yeah.
Is it justified?
Well, no, because you don't know that they weren't in on it. Mm-hmm. So you're outraged, mm-hmm. but you don't know if that was planned.
Right.
Because I can't imagine another black man doing that to another black man. Right. I just couldn't imagine somebody doing that, even if it's for the comedy factor. But the funny thing to me is he was like, you know, hey, you lost, boy? Mm. And he's like, no, sir. I'm like, who does that? Because if you call me boy, no, that's not good. I don't care what you look like. Uh-huh. He's like, you lost, boy? Actually, it's man. Mm-hmm. And no, I'm not lost. Mm-hmm. Where are you headed? Don't worry about it. Like, there's no way I would be
to your mama house.
Yeah, yes, sir.
To your mama's trailer.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And I get that part, right? To answer your question, is a black man spitting at another black man? The game. I give you Jalen Carter, Dak Prescott. It definitely did happen. The most disrespectful thing you can do to somebody, right?
Well, and yes. That's not apples to apples.
It's not apples to apples, but it's here's the difference. In this case, I think it opens up a door that is not going to be well received. It's going to cause some people to get their ass whooped, plain and simple, because spitting is disrespectful. We all know that. We've known that since we were kids. And playing that out in the skit, I think it was just a little much.
So are you saying that people are going to watch this skit and go, oh, well, if he can do it, I can do it.
There'll be some idiots who will. There's some idiots who will.
There's some idiots who will do it before the skit ever came out. There's some idiots who did it last Saturday, I'm sure. Right.
But my point is like that. I don't think the skit needed that to be funny, because that to me is where I stopped. It was no longer funny. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he just got the same effect if he left that part out. But
yes.
Again, what we don't know is if any of those people were in on it.
And that's fine. Even if they were in on it, I still look at them too, because at the same time, the skit was just as funny, like you just said, with or without it.
Yeah.
So, but hey, that man's got to deal with it. It's not really backlash, right? It's Because he is getting a whole lot of praise on this. Everywhere you see, there are white people like, hey, I don't know why people are upset because I know people like this. My family's like this and all this. So he's getting a lot of praise on it. He's getting a lot of attention for it. This is going to turn into money for him anyway.
Yeah, it is. Make your money. I get it. But, you know, I'll have to disagree. I don't look at this as being wrong. I thought it was brilliant. Very different than what Eddie Murphy did on SNL, where he dressed up as a white person. That whole skit was hilarious, but he didn't, you know, spit on black people.
Yeah, which is the part. And that's where I draw the line, and it became no longer funny. Because here's the thing. Would we still be defending Drewski's skit if it were the other way around?
If it was a white comedian that dressed up in blackface?
Mm-hmm.
No. But here's why we wouldn't. Mm. Show me a white comedian that can dress up in blackface and get around black people and not be exposed. Even in the early 1900s, when they were doing blackface, they didn't sound black.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. You would not think that was a black person just because their skin was that freaking dark. So I just can't imagine a white comedian. I mean, maybe what's his name? Gary Owens. Maybe.
No, Gary Owen.
Okay, well, Gary Owen.
He's very particular about that.
Yeah, well, maybe Gary Owen could pull it off.
He said black people always put the S on his name, though.
Yeah.
It could be pulled off. There are people who can do it.
I don't believe so.
You know, recently, Tyrese was in Chi-Town on stage performing, and he decided to make a profound statement.
Feel whatever you want to feel. I got no to give. The king of R&B is R. Kelly.
Feel however you want to feel.
Yeah.
I got no F's to give. Okay, I have to at least ask. Do you agree?
No, but does Tyrese have the right to believe what he wants to believe? Sure. If he wants to think that, great. I don't.
Here's the thing. He's not alone. Because as you saw on the graphic, took that from Hatter, who had it on air here in Houston the other day. And man, a lot of people saying the same thing. He is. Which leads me to ask the question. And let's just do an impromptu regular guys random poll. Wait, that sounded bad.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. We're not doing some random polls.
Regular guys random thoughts poll. Okay, yeah. Let's do that. This pod just took a completely different turn.
Yeah. I thought we were doing reality show recaps. Now I got to dance. Climb on a pole.
Are you team legacy or team accountability? Because T, like you said, you don't agree with that. I don't. There's no forgiving certain things, right? And to me, that he gets no play in any of my media outlets that like my phone, my computer, anything, right? So I'm team accountability, and I'm assuming so are you.
Yeah, 100% team accountability. I think and you got the people that are trying to say you got to separate the man from this music. No, he's been a predator since he first started his music. I think it's different. We talked about this before on one of the other podcasts. You look at the allegations against Michael Jackson. You know, when he was in the Jackson 5, I have no issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
The Thriller album, Off the Wall album, have no issue with that. Mm. Now, if he started doing these things in the I'm Bad album, well, then everything from I'm Bad and beyond, I can't listen to anymore.
Really?
That's how I justify that in my head. Is because, okay, when he was Jackson 5, he wasn't doing anything.
Okay, so Bill Cosby? Are you not watching the Cosby Show anymore?
No.
Different World? Yeah.
Different World doesn't come on anymore. And
yeah, but it's in syndication. You can watch reruns just like Cosby Show.
I don't really watch reruns of that because looking back, it was amazing when it was first coming out.
Back then, yeah.
Looking at it now, I'm like, this is corny. And we both went to HBCUs. I'm like, no. It doesn't do any of this stuff unless that's Howard or something like that, Clark Atlanta. But I wouldn't watch it. And I don't want to see this if the rumor is they're going to do a Dwayne and Whitney spinoff.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, let that go. But
so you wouldn't watch
Bill Cosby. No.
Even though it's not, is it because it was rooted in the Cosby Show?
No, I just wouldn't be interested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just wouldn't be interested. It's not, that's nothing to do with Kadeem Hardison and
Jasmine Guy.
It has nothing to do with them. They're awesome, talented people. I have no issue with that.
Right. Okay.
I just wouldn't be interested in seeing, you know, their kids going to college now and just kind of how they're gonna try to
Right. I get you. So tell us below in the comments, team legacy or team accountability? Are you agreeing with Tyrese, or are you standing tall and strong with Terrell and I over here? We're like, nah, bro, that ain't going to fly, because you know who else gets in that same boat? Diddy, get on over there, because, we done with that over here.
Yeah, but do you stop anything Diddy was affiliated with? So Notorious Big's album, you got to, like, totally let that go? All About the Benjamins, you gotta let that go.
You don't play his part anymore. You see, and that's why I was asking about Different World, right? Because it doesn't go to all the things, and this is where it really gets to it too. Because as the producer, and Bill Cosby was the executive producer, there's money in a lot of that other stuff. Just like Diddy, as the producer, as the label owner, gets a lot of money regardless, right? And the question becomes: is that do you punish all the other artists who may not have had an actors and actresses who didn't have anything to do with it?
Well, that's questionable. That's questionable that you didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, but you got to put it out there, right?
Yeah.
So that do you punish them too in that sense and not listen to their music, or you just go, all right, anything with Diddy, then we don't listen to where he's rapping. Well, we never wanted him rap anyway, so.
Sometimes you're guilty by association.
Well, you know, who was really guilty? I got to thank Yelena Ostapenko for bringing me back into tennis. And it's obviously not for a good thing, because what she did, last Wednesday in the second round match against Taylor Townsend, who I had no idea who Taylor Townsend was. I hadn't been paying attention to tennis in a while. She's the number one doubles, one half of the number one doubles team in the country, right? I mean, well, in the world, actually. But Townsend ranked 139th, I think it was 136 or 139, and she was playing Ostapenko and beat her in straight sets. Now, it was a tight match the first set, 7-5.
Yeah.
And come second set, it was an ass whooping.
Yeah. 6-1.
When it was all said and done, after the match, Ostapenko said some words, so you can see it. Mm-hmm. Right, you could see what she was, that the way she was talking, just the mannerisms, you knew she wasn't saying anything good.
You know, I remember when watching this clip, you can't hear what they're talking about, but I'm like, man, she's just mad that she lost,
right?
Or is that just her frustration because you got spanked in that second set? Who knows, right? But then once Townsend was getting interviewed, and they asked her, you know, what did she tell you? She goes, well, she said that, you know, I was being disrespectful and saying I have no class or no education. I was like, what?
Right. And all because there was a net ball that wasn't called. Right.
Right.
And I think it started with, she said, well, you need to apologize for that net ball. She's like, I don't have to apologize for anything. I don't say sorry for anything.
Yeah, that's not her fault that the judge missed it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's part of the game. Sometimes they miss
it. You feel you have is why you talk like this to somebody. That's why I was never good at tennis, because I would have yanked somebody's finger off trying to do that to me. This is why I wasn't good at tennis, because I wouldn't have made it.
Yeah. I mean, that was just crazy. And, you know, she apparently went on her apology tour.
You know, before she apologized, she tried to explain the whole thing. And blow it off on social media. Never talked to the media. She skipped out on the media.
Yeah.
Townsend spoke on the court after as the winner. But then the press conference, which both were supposed to go to, Townsend went. Ostapenko said, nah, she left. And she answered it then. Masterfully, by the way, I must say. Grown woman-ish. And then, to your point, Ostapenko takes the social media in cursive font to tell us what happened.
Well, she tried to say that... poor word choices. Her English isn't that good. So when she was saying, you know, no Ninja. Education, she meant etiquette.
No.
And I'm thinking, okay, that's like saying, I didn't mean the N-word. I just meant black people.
Oh, so you use it the way you wanted to. Look, you can't fool me coming from Europe where most people know multiple languages. Mm-hmm. Your English ain't that bad. It ain't that bad. Especially, that wasn't autocorrect typing that out for you.
Right.
So, nice try, but it's, and I think the way that the way that Townsend handled it all, and even explanations later, because of course she's gonna have to ask about it. She's gonna have to answer that question again as she comes back up into the next round, and so she answers it again, right? And really talks about the fact, like, she tried to get me upset on the court, and when she didn't, I didn't allow her to get under my skin. That made her even more enraged, and I like the way that Townsend threw, I won't say threw jabs, but he'd call her out in the kindest way.
Right.
There were so many beautifully worded yaga uppercut, yaga jab, yaga hook.
Yeah. When she was getting asked about the apology, she had said that, look, I have a goal, you know, while I'm here. Mm-hmm. And I said it Friday, just keeping the main thing, which is I'm here to continue to grow as a player and play the best tennis and put on display. Mm-hmm. Anything that gets in the way of that has to go. So I haven't seen anything. I don't know what she said, but I'm still here. So I'm glad that she has the time to be able to do that. I love that. I was like, yes, bravo.
I love when she ended up referring, because that's one. And then she said, oh, yeah. Well, you know, she apologized. Yeah, she apologized on social media. Like, let me clarify this real quick before y'all write out she apologized, because she didn't.
Right.
Like, she said this to me, but didn't apologize to me, which shows who the real classless person is in this case. Because if you have the nerve to say it to my face, you better have the nerve to apologize to my face, right? And knowing the sport, tennis as it is, man, because Naomi Osaka was asked about it, of course, and as of course it goes through everybody, right? Sabalenka gets asked about it. She hems and haws for her friend, saying, she just needs to work on some stuff off the court. Basically, this girl got a temper and she don't know how to act, is basically what she said. That was the translation. Naomi Osaka was like, hey, this is one of the worst things you can say to a black tennis player in a majority white sport. And she's right.
100% right. But it's funny that I think Osaka is the one that said this, that she's sure that Ostapenko has said worse and made worse comments. So maybe there's like a little, you know, unspoken thing about this person and how she talks to people.
Very much so, because that's what Sabalenka was kind of alluding to without saying it, without throwing her friend and, continent mate under the bus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's, and of course, on social media, the speculation is going like, hey, they thought when Venus and Serena left, it was back to European winning. And it's like, nope. These are the folks that Venus and Serena inspired to, and they're now grown and they're now in the sport. And it's interesting to see. And I think part of it too had to be, how dare you rank this low, beat me.
Right.
Because if I'm playing you, if I'm top 50 ranked, I don't know what Ostapenko was ranked, and she may have been top 20 ranked. But even if I'm top 50 and you're 139, oh yeah, I'm mad if you beat me. Matter of fact, I'm pissed. I may have to go into training right after the match.
Or I'm gonna catch you outside.
Yeah, catch me outside. You know, it was really great though, because like I said, she reintroduced me to tennis and introduced me to Taylor Townsend, who, interestingly enough, years ago, she lost after her sponsorship with, I think it was Nike, ended. She couldn't get another sponsorship. Nobody wanted to sponsor her, right? And so she ended up creating her own logo, her own line, and now she designs her own outfits. Like, so what she's wearing are her own outfits. And the one she was wearing that day in that fateful match was all black, and it had fire flames around the bottom of the skirt, and then on her sweater, I guess you would call it, her pullover, had flames on the end of the sleeve. And she was explaining why.
Nyx is a, you know, made up creature, but the premise is you having to burn or lose your old self in order to emerge as something new. As a tennis player, you know, people have always said, oh, you're so talented. You have so many weapons. You have so many things you can do. But it was always a but. And I feel like the work that I've put in and all the things that I've been doing has eliminated that but.
Eliminate the but. I saw that clip and I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah. And it's what I like about that is you got to eliminate other people's butts, because if you decide you're doing something, you set your mind on something.
Right.
You got to block out all the naysayers, all the people who are like, what? You're going to try to get healthy? Yeah. Why? Or you're trying to, you know, get a master's degree. Why? Why do you want to do? You got to avoid all that stuff. All those butts you got to get out of your way, because it doesn't distract you.
So basically what you're saying is you have to, let a naysayer know.
Okay.
It's college football time. When Pat McAfee said, yeah, when they sat down on College Football Countdown, it's a classic moment. It never goes anywhere. This eliminate the butt was so amazing that I had to play it for my team, right?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, are we doing this? Are you eliminating the butt? And you're right. You do have to do it, not just for you, but other people's. Hey.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better way to end this episode of Random Thoughts than, hey, eliminate the butt.
Eliminate the butt, 100%.
B-U-T, ellipsis, not B-U-T-T.
Yeah, don't eliminate the booty. don't turn into Shaft. It is my duty. Listen to that booty.
As you can see, there's nothing we take serious. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.